Scientists and engineers in California are building a unique camera for a unique telescope called the Rubin Observatory Telescope. It's under construction in South America, and the camera has, count them, 3.2 billion pixels. The camera has taken its first set of test pictures, and what did it take pictures of? A head of broccoli. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
The Rubin Telescope is under construction on Cerro Pachón, a mountain in north-central Chile. It's a survey telescope designed to look at a huge swath of sky at once. But to capture an image of that huge swath of sky, Aaron Rudman and his colleagues at the SLAC National Accelerator Laboratory had to build a really big camera.
The whole camera is about 13 feet from the front lens to the back where we have all of our support equipment, and then 5 feet in diameter. So massive.
Inside the camera are lenses, filters, cables, refrigeration equipment, and a focal plane consisting of 189 detectors capable of taking that 3.2 billion pixel image. So not a camera you can throw together in your garage.
Oh boy, no, definitely not.
When it's fully assembled, a series of lenses will help focus the light from celestial objects. But Rudman says he and his colleagues needed a way to project an image onto the detectors in the focal plane without a lot of lenses.
And so I invented a little thing I call a pinhole projector, basically a metal box with a tiny pinhole at the top of it and lights inside the box. So kind of the opposite of a pinhole camera, if you will.
The image of whatever is in the box will be projected onto the camera's detectors. But what to project for the test? They started by putting various images into the projector, including a picture of Vera Rubin, the astronomer after whom the telescope is named. But then they wanted something a bit more optically challenging, so they decided on Brassica oleracea, also known as Romanesco broccoli. Why broccoli?
Mostly for fun.
Rudman says there was a little bit more to the decision.
It has an interesting fractal structure, and we thought it would look cool, which I think it does.
Yeah, it kind of does. COVID-19 has delayed the completion of the camera. Rudman says they're still hoping to finish it in time to get it to Chile and installed in the telescope by the fall of 2022, where it can be used to search the sky for interesting celestial objects and heads of broccoli if they happen to be out there. Joe Palca, NPR News.